Two more people are known to be infected with the anthrax bacteria, bringing the number to 6. One of the new cases is an assistant to CBS anchorman Dan Rather. Another is a mail carrier from Trenton, New Jersey. One man has died from the deadly bacteria. The other 5 appear to be responding to treatment. NPR's Barbara Bradley is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
The developments yesterday, especially the discovery that a mail carrier has been infected with skin anthrax, those could be a breakthrough for the FBI, right?
That's right, Bob. Now the investigators have a location to focus on. They figure that someone on this mail carrier's route could have mailed a letter with the anthrax spores. Investigators think it's a letter to NBC anchor Tom Brokaw that was sent. That letter was mailed from Trenton, New Jersey in mid-September and may have come through her route. So the FBI is focusing on her route in West Trenton. And they're also looking at surveillance videotapes at the post office branches that feed mail into Trenton, hoping that they're going to get a picture of the person who may have mailed the letter. So this gives them a place to start.
I have the letters to both Tom Brokaw and to Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. Can those provide any leads?
Yeah, they can. Forensic investigators put it this way. Think of the letters as little crime scenes. You can look at the handwriting. In this case, investigators say that the handwriting on the 2 letters is the same. You can look at the paper. You can figure out where it came from. You can look at the ink and determine what kind of pen it came from. And if it's an unusual pen, you can locate where it was bought and maybe even who bought it. And then, of course, there's the DNA and possible fingerprints. So they are looking at all these things very, very carefully, like a crime scene.
Do investigators believe that the anthrax cases have any links to the hijackers of September 11th?
Well, officially they won't go that far. Yesterday, Attorney General John Ashcroft said they're looking at both domestic and foreign perpetrators. Now, on the one hand, they seem to be backing off from the idea that this anthrax has been weaponized and it may have come from another country. You remember earlier this week, there was talk that the anthrax spores that arrived at Senator Daschle's office may have been modified so that they'd be resistant to antibiotics and easier to disperse. Scientists yesterday backed away from that. They said there is not evidence that the anthrax has been modified in that way. On the other hand, they are pursuing leads that the hijackers or people believed to have been associated with the hijackers may be involved. Now, several news organizations reported that investigators have searched the home of 2 men in Jersey City. These are the 2 men that boarded the plane from Newark to San Antonio the morning of the attacks. They were picked up on an Amtrak train with box cutters and a lot of cash. Well, investigators went back to their home after all these anthrax attacks occurred, and they found articles from magazines on biological warfare. So they're pursuing every lead.
And they're still investigating the hijackings.
Yes, that's right. My sources tell me that they know pretty well exactly what happened here in the U.S. For example, I know the FBI believes that Mohammed Atta had links with 13 of the 18 other suspected hijackers and that he orchestrated it. At the end of the day, they expect that only a handful of people that they've interviewed here in the U.S. may have had foreknowledge of the attacks. And so what they're doing is they're moving this investigation overseas. They're trying to compile evidence that Al-Qaeda funded or orchestrated the operation. One link that I know of is that the FBI has learned that a senior Saudi Al-Qaeda member who operates Osama bin Laden's guest houses in Afghanistan alerted an associate to the attacks before they occurred.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.